Sunlight in my growing, so little warmth I've felt before. It isn't hard to feel me glow. I watch the fire that grew so low. Thank you. of emotion. And like the wind, they rise and fall. This is the wonder of devotion. I see the torch we all must hold. This is the mystery of the quotient quotient.
Hey guys, it's, whoa, that's really loud.
Turn the mics down a little bit.
Turn the mics down, way down, down, down. All right.
Oh so, man, how about that ending chord?
I know.
I love that.
I know. So this week I got smart and I decided it'd be great if I wrote down songs that I wanted to play with a little note about why in the world did I want to play them. Because, you know, sometimes I find these songs like a week in advance and I don't remember why.
Yeah, you totally forget. Yeah.
But The Rain Song by Led Zeppelin.
So why'd you pick it?
Had a nice atmosphere. And that's, I said it was a nice way to end with that chord. But it was very...
That's fantastic.
Very
great. I've loved that song.
But hey, we decided to start with it.
Because it's raining.
Get right into it. Yeah, it's been pouring today. It's really our first day of serious rain.
Yeah, it's been pretty miserable, not going to lie.
Yeah, it's a day that brings you down. And that's okay, though, because it's a new world, man. All right.
At first, I was going to say we played Building Up Brick Me Down last week, so you can't use that pun anymore.
Yeah, no, but we got New World Man coming up next by Rush. It's off their singles album, which is 30 years old. That's older than us.
By a lot.
But not older than us combined. How about that? And I like the song so much. I like the opening. It's cheery. I had a phase where I didn't like it too much, but it's grown on me again.
Really? Okay.
I know Peter wasn't a huge fan of the song in the past. I wonder if he is now. I'm not sure.
I don't know. There were a lot of good songs off that Signals album, though.
Absolutely.
You know, New World Man probably wouldn't have been my favorite. Subdivisions is up there. Losing It, Countdown.
Analog Kid. Yeah. There are plenty that are better. Absolutely.
Yeah.
After Image, yes. Oh, wait, no. Wrong album.
Wrong album.
My bad.
That's the next one.
So
yeah, let's just get to it. We'll play New World Man, and we'll come back with some more proggy goodness.
To run the big machine. He's got a problem with his poison.
All right, that was New World Man by Rush. Man, what a new world we're in right now with all this technology. Bet you they couldn't even imagine it when they were writing the song 30 years ago.
Probably not. No.
Okay, so here we go yet again. I got notes this time. Always Never by Porcupine Tree. The guitar solo in this song is absolutely incredible.
Really? What album is this off of?
This is off of, I know it, but I'm going to double check to make sure. Yeah, Up the Down Staircase.
I don't have that one.
Yeah, so, okay, this is actually really cool. And the drumming during the breakdown section is absolutely incredible. Like, the way he drives the band forward and keeps up the rhythm and pace is top notch.
Cool.
So I'm actually pretty hyped about the song. I would probably say of the ones I picked for this week, this is probably my favorite. I thought it was a really cool song.
Cool. Now, gotta kind of expect that from Porcupine Tree. You know, they've come out with a lot of really good tracks. I just don't have all their albums. I really need to get on top of that.
Yeah, I personally need to listen to them more often. Lately, I've been just listening to Pandora because it's easy and it's mindless.
Yeah.
I really do think that's why I listen to it. And also, if I don't listen to it, I wouldn't have nearly as many ideas for the show because I would just keep playing like Clockwork Angels.
Yeah, that's true. You know, yeah, that's definitely true.
Yeah, because I'm just such a obsessive person where, like, I would just keep playing the same thing and not mind whatsoever.
Yeah, definitely. I'm getting to the point now where I have to look through my library. I'm like, okay, you know, what have we played? You know, I mean, I don't have a small library of music. It's, you know,
right.
It's pretty respectable, but I don't have, you know, everything. I gotta keep looking for new stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, we love music, and that's why we do the show. And we hope you love music, too. And, you know, if you love music so much that you are dying to hear a song on the radio, because, you know, listening to a song in iTunes and listening and hearing it on the radio, even though you probably listen to this podcast, you know, whatever, it's two different things. You always feel way cooler when you hear it on the radio.
I know.
The song's,
especially,
like, 20 times better.
Especially if you were the one to request it.
Yeah, then you feel like a celebrity.
I know. Like, man. They called me. They picked me. They picked my request. That's awesome.
Exactly. So we're going to get right to it with Porcupine Tree. Next up, we have a very unique song for the Progress Block. And I'll talk about it later.
Okay.
Around me.
That was Always Never by Porcupine Tree. What'd you think, man?
Cool, yeah. I really like the guitar solo at the end.
A lot of feeling. All the feeling. Speaking of feeling, the next song is Ashes in the Sea by...
Antoine Dufour.
Yeah, I didn't want to say... I was about to say Antonio again. Anyways.
I mean, it's just the Spanish version of the same thing.
Yeah. Anyhow,
I haven't heard of him, but you have.
Me either. So he's a singer-songwriter. This is off his album Existence, and this is just him playing the acoustic guitar. I think it has like a little bit of reverb on it.
He's just jamming out.
Just playing, and it's very nice and relaxing. I think he's very talented. There's a video on YouTube of him playing it live, or not live, but like, you know, in a studio perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Being a beast.
Cool.
Highly recommend it. I'll probably post it on the Prog Rock blog website this week.
Cool. I mean, how long has he been playing this music?
No idea. Yeah, I
didn't know if this person was like really new or...
He's younger. He looked younger.
Okay.
This is from 2008, I believe.
Okay.
Probably in his 30s.
Okay.
So.
Yeah, I didn't know if he was like that or if he was like, you know, Steve Vai. Steve Vai's been playing solos like for 30, 40 years.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, so.
Cool.
Let's just go right to it. Thank you. All right, so that was Ashes in the Sea by a good friend. A good friend of the Ashes. I don't want to mispronounce it. I'm so terrible.
Antoine Dufour.
And it's just very beautiful, very talented, the way he arpeggiates and everything.
Yeah, that's really cool.
So, all right.
I looked him up. He's from Quebec, so he is French.
All right, very good.
Or French-Canadian, anyway.
Eh?
Eh, yeah.
All right. I'm going to get right into it with the next song. It's by Aerosmith.
Yeah, Nobody's Fault. I really enjoyed this song. It was on Guitar Hero Aerosmith. It's like one of my favorite ones to play. I really like the guitar in the beginning. Joe Perry actually plays really well. I think it's a little bit different of a style that Aerosmith usually plays, but, you know, it's a pretty cool sounding song. That's why I really enjoyed the entire album, Rocks.
Yeah, you said that was a good one to get into.
Yeah, it has some classic Aerosmith songs, but then again, it has some songs that a lot of people haven't heard of, and I think they were really good. So, anyway, let's get to it, I guess.
All right. We'll be right back.
right. So that was Nobody's Fault by Aerosmith.
Yeah, The Rocks is probably going to be a great album to listen to. What classics are off of it?
Here, I'll look it up. Back at the Saddle is one of them. Rats in the Sour combination, but those aren't hits. Back in the Saddle, Last Child are the first two tracks. And then Rats in the Sour combination, Nobody's Fault. Here it is. Mm-hmm. I guess that's it. Back in the Saddle and Last Child.
Yeah.
Probably all you heard of.
Mm-hmm.
Toys in the Attic has some
yeah.
more hits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that one has quite a few.
Yep.
All right, so this is a band I was really excited to see you bring up again. A Perfect Circle.
Yep. Yeah, Gravity off of 13 Step.
Yep, that's right. Yeah. I remember we played, two or three songs off this album.
Yeah.
And they're all very, very good. So I think this is going to be a treat.
Yeah. Gravity, I think, is a little bit, not slower, but, no, I guess it is a little bit slower than the other songs. Not as heavy, I think. But I thought it was pretty good. I was actually doing the same thing you were, writing songs down. I had a list of some songs, and that came up on Pandora one day. I had another Perfect Circle song, but I don't have it. It's off of one of their other albums. I don't have. I have Emotive, I have Emotion, and I have 13 Step, but there's one other one that I can't remember what it is. That's what it was off of.
Gotcha.
But we'll play that. Maybe we'll play that next time.
All right.
I think it was called like Three Libras, the song.
Okay.
I don't know whether you've heard it.
No, I have not.
That was a good one too. Maybe we'll play that.
I'd be down for that. I think we should play a more Perfect Circle.
More Tool. Although we've kind of run out of... We've actually played probably a lot of the hits by Tool.
We really have, yeah. I think you're right. But,
we have that two-month rule.
The two-month rule.
Bring some of them back.
Bring them back. Yeah. There's a few songs, I think, that need to be brought back.
Yeah.
So.
Speaking of that, though, you know next week will probably be, like, our yearly anniversary?
Oh, I'm well aware. Yep.
It's going to be pretty cool.
I think we need to...
Well, at least for you.
Yeah, well, yeah, for me, it will be. And then you're like a couple weeks later.
Yeah.
Like, or eight episodes later. It's probably, like, I guess more like 2 months. But we are going to have cake in the studio. Anyone can come on by and partake in the cake for our one-year anniversary. Once we get to, like, the 1 year with Chris, we'll have cake in the studio.
Cool.
Hopefully.
Sounds like an awesome thing.
This is a request from somebody to buy us cake. I guess I could go out and get cake. Congrats on the show, guys. Get like 2-inch size cake.
Cupcake.
Cupcakes. We'll have cupcakes. I mean, the thing is, I don't want to carry a cake with me all day.
Yeah. Yeah, that would just be weird. Everybody would be asking. Like,
from 10 to 4, just walking around with the cake. And be like, don't worry about it, guys. It's not yours.
What do you have a cake? Can I have some? No.
It's not for you. All right, let's play Gravity.
Thank you.
All right, that was Gravity by Perfect Circle. Another great song off that 13-step album.
Yeah.
Thought it was very, very good.
So what do we got next?
Got The Who.
Oh, yeah, the song you were questioning the song name about.
Yeah, I kind of remember what it was. Like, You Better You Bet. I was confused.
Yeah.
I can't type this.
Yeah, so this is probably one of two songs I've heard in interviews that Roger Daltrey actually liked. This was post Keith Moon. This was actually made, like, I don't know, like 3 years after he died. And Roger Daltrey is very critical of all that music that they made after Keith Moon because they just weren't the same.
Yeah.
But this is one of the songs he did, like, in addition to Eminence Front, which came out about a year after that. I think it is a really, really cool song. You know, the drumming is not, you know, it's not Keith Moon, but it's really upbeat, and it's got some cool use of synthesizers and stuff, and I really enjoy it. You know, I think it could be one of their best.
No way. Okay, well, let's get right to it then. I'm very anxious to hear it.
You better you bet.
you say you better.
Oh, that was You Better You Bet by The Who.
All right, guys.
Do you like it?
I did like it, but I didn't think it was their best.
Oh, well, I'm not saying it's their best. It's just, it's really upbeat.
It's cheery.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's very cheery. I like his song.
Well, I know I'm going to like this song. It's off of one of the best albums the Dream Theater has ever created.
Yes.
Scenes from a Memory. Through My Words and Fatal Tragedy back to back, as they were always intended to be.
Yes.
And, you know, it's been a little bit of time since we played a Dream Theater song.
At least one we've picked. I mean, we've had requests.
Yeah.
And stuff. But I haven't been on Dream Theater kick in a long
I have
time.
Not either. Yeah. Been completely off of it. I'm dropping like a bad habit. I hate them. no. It's just, you go through cycles. Right now, I'm not looking for that metal, very, very progressive style.
Yeah,
I'm looking for, good old.
Something else.
I don't know, Ashes in the Sea.
Okay.
some soothing
some
stuff.
Instrumental light.
Yeah.
Whatever. Okay.
Some diddles. I don't know.
Okay.
But this is gonna be awesome. Anyways, this might be the song that kicks me into a kick. Have you ever noticed that sometimes it takes one song to kick you into a kick?
Yeah.
And then it's all over. So who knows? I was listening to. Funeral for a Friend, and
I was listening to that
Love
too.
Lies Bleeding last week.
Now wait,
on Thursday
was that Dream Theater or Elton John?
It was the Dream Theater one.
Oh, okay.
Well, look at this. Apparently, the campus is under security alert. No, that's not even relevant. Okay. Well,
anyway,
no. There's a gunman in the WNBC studio. What? Where?
No, not really.
There's not.
We're safe. We're perfectly calm.
We're 100% safe. And then just gunfire. So. I should totally, sample in during post-production.
No, that would be horrible.
No. Anyways.
You totally lost your train of thought. Anyway.
No,
what
Dream Theater. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. I was going to say, I actually just listened to Funeral of a Friend. A Funeral for a Friend, the Elton John version, yesterday. So I really enjoyed that. I was thinking we should try to find something by Elton John to play, but I didn't find anything for this week. Maybe next week.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind that.
I don't know. I've been on a Billy Joel, Elton John kick.
Yeah.
A little bit lighter stuff. A lot of piano.
Mm. Yeah, so for me, when I was listening to the song, I was walking up the hill back to the apartment after Thursday, after the long day of classes. I was just hitting my air drums, and people were, walking by me, but I was in happy-go-lucky mood, and I just was skipping almost to my apartment because I was just so happy to be done the week. Every Thursday feels like absolute joy, and every Monday is just I hate my life.
yeah, no. Fridays are like that for me. It's such a tease, Thursday night, got all this, and then Friday morning. Oh, you have math analysis.
Yeah, that's awful.
It's terrible.
All right, let's get to Dream Theater, and then we'll have two requests.
All your eyes have ever seen, all you've ever heard, is that etched upon my memory is spoken through my words. All that I take with me is all you've left behind. We're sharing one eternity. Nice.
Remember that death is not the end, but only a transition.
Wow.
Yeah, we don't have scene four.
What a good song. I feel like the Dream Theater kick has officially begun.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I really do. I think I'm blasting it somewhere.
So if it's begun, maybe what we can do next week is Greg had the suggestion, maybe we can play the 12-step suite.
We could. I told him that we did do it not too long ago.
Yeah. It's been a while, but yes, we did do it. It was the end of last
week. He had another request that I feel we should definitely do, because I've been thinking about doing it for a while.
Which is? Oh, yeah. We could do that.
So,
don't be surprised.
Surprise time next week for you, Greg. Shout out. What? Okay.
Yeah, we'll definitely do it.
But first, we've got a request from your brother. Hey, brother.
Yep. Sam wanted to hear Achilles' Last Stand. Led Zeppelin. I feel like we haven't played. We played this not too long ago, too, for Peter, I think.
Was it for Peter? I thought when I put it in the set list, like, we totally played it. I know that the Dream Theater covered it.
I think we played the Zeppelin version.
Yeah, I think you're right. Man, Sam, do you not pay attention to the show?
No, he doesn't.
Just,
take that, Sam, come on.
Come on, we played it like 7 episodes ago. Oh, man. In August 10.
August?
Nope. It hasn't been 2 months. Screw it, we're not playing it. No, we'll play it, who cares. But it's a good song. I do remember that.
And Sam says, I do listen to it.
Oh, man.
It's almost been 2 months.
Almost. So
okay,
we'll
make an exception, Sam.
An exception because you asked for it. Nice. Just like I played Roundabout. I played Roundabout for Davin
because
he was like insisting on it. And
yeah.
At that point, we never repeated a song, and I think it was only like a month or two in. I don't know. But
speaking of that, how come we haven't seen Davin? Is he not doing
Davin? I don't know. Yeah, he was talking about doing a show, but the time when we do our show that worked well for us does not work for him. I've barely seen him, to tell you the truth, and that's very upsetting to me, because seeing him every Thursday was really a treat. So, Davin, if you're listening, which I know you're not, and if you are, I'll be very touched. We miss you,
buddy. We miss you, buddy.
Yeah, so I guess we'll play Achilles' Last Stand, and we'll get to the last song of the evening. Late afternoon, evening. Every time I listen to this podcast, be it in the morning, afternoon,
mm-hmm.
or night,
yeah.
It's an evening with Alec and Chris. You should feel special. we should change the name of the Prog Rock Block to just an evening with Alec and Chris.
Yeah, like an evening with the Rush.
Yeah.
On all their tickets.
Exactly. Yeah. We can have we should totally have you know how like radio stations have like that like upbeat, like ridiculous loop music in the
yeah.
background while they talk?
Yeah.
We should totally get a ridiculous beat loop music.
I don't know, I'm trying to think of a song we could pick.
Tom Sawyer every single time. Every time we start talking.
Like, oh yeah. Alec and Chris in the house.
We should totally, like, make ridiculous radio buffers. Like, next up is New World Band. And then it's like, do-do-do-do-do. Like, you know, like we should totally make, like, ridiculous buffers. We should totally do a show like that one day. Where we sit down, we pre-record it. It has to be pre-recorded at that point. But, like, we don't actually say anything. But we just have these ridiculously overproduced buffers in between each song.
That would be so fun.
I'm totally down to do that.
We'll do it. Let's do it.
During, like, winter break.
All right. Because
I think it will require some time and creativity.
Yeah.
But I think that would be an awesome idea.
Yeah, we're definitely going to do it. At least once.
Yes.
At least once.
But first off, Achilles' Last Stand.
Thank you.
All right, that was Achilles' Last Stand. You're welcome, Sam, and you're I'm sorry about the email messages.
No, you should have said the first thing.
Oh.
You're about to say, you suck.
You suck.
No, we're kidding.
No.
Let me see.
No, no, I don't actually feel that way about you. Turns out, you know.
Turns out you're not that bad.
Not that bad. So.
So, yeah. So, I have a piece of music news. We didn't
oh,
play.
Oh, boy.
What? Oh. So, apparently, Foo Fighters is on hiatus as of this morning. That's what Dave Grohl put on his Facebook page this morning. So, that's kind of interesting. You know, they're not broken up. They're just on hiatus. So.
It's interesting. They just performed at the latest Apple event.
Really?
Yeah, they did.
Okay.
I mean, I wonder if that was like their last show. It was like a completely acoustic, like, little weird thing.
Yeah. I think they could use the break, though. It's almost like, I think it's kind of like what Dream Theater should have done if they would have listened to Mike Portnoy. You know, just
yeah.
taking a break.
Yeah,
that
I think
sort of
them not taking a break and, like, kind of cutting them out of the band was kind of ridiculous.
I think it's kind of like that. So,
I do
mean,
like
managing
it
though.
I will say I like
well,
managing
no,
it a lot.
Just like it's what should have happened.
Yeah,
I
mean,
instead of
particularly when he was like a starting member and his dad came up with a name and like you know he invested so much in the
yeah.
Dream Theater.
He's responsible for all the bootlegs.
Responsible for all the bootlegs. Yeah, I mean, and he like made the set list different every night. Like did all that work and you know should have gotten more cred. But
my brother Lewis just asked me to play Walk by Foo Fighters, but I'm going to have to say no because I don't want to play that song. I don't like that song.
We're ending on a fantastic note. We're not going to play Walk.
Right? Maybe Everlong. Maybe we can play Everlong, I think.
Right now?
Because we haven't. No, maybe after. I don't know.
Oh, no, definitely not after. This is ending. Because this was supposed to be
Everlong?
The last song.
Is Lewis okay with Everlong? Hold on. Is Everlong okay? Why am I typing it? You can already hear.
But there's a delay. Yeah.
There's a delay on this too. Come on, Lewis, hurry up, type. You're killing your fans. And okay, he says okay. All right, we'll play Everlong.
All right, I'll have to go download it.
Yeah, Everlong's awesome. I don't even think we've ever played it.
No, I don't think we have either.
That's like the Foo Fighters classic song right there.
All right, so we got another request. Everlong off of The Color of the Shape.
The Color and the Shape.
Color and the Shape, I can't read. So, and who is this by? Lewis?
Yeah, Lewis requested this. My other brother, Lewis.
Yeah. Yep. So, it's in there. It's ready to go. All
right, cool.
I guess we'll play it. All right, that was Everlong. You're welcome, Lewis. Got your tune in.
Yeah.
Got the track. All right. Peter Kokoris.
This buddy, one's for you.
Buddy old pal. It's great seeing you this weekend at the Greek Festival. And we got a track just for you because you requested it. In fact, you know, we even paid so much attention to detail. I pulled in the R30 version, and Chris was like, no, you put the Snakes and Hairs version up. So we switched it. Got Between the Wheels of the Snakes and Arrows live.
That's such a good song.
It's a great song. It's going to be so great to end. Because, I mean, you know, ba-da-ba-ba, and like, da-na-na-na, and then the boom, psh. Like, there's just so much good things happening at the end of that song. So, isn't that the last song of the set? No. Yes, maybe. So,
on the album?
No.
On the album, yes.
No, I know. But I'm saying on the...
on the Snakes and Arrows
set? On Snakes and Arrows set. For the first set.
Yes?
Yes, possibly? Question mark? No. Dreamline was afterwards. Because it had been awesome. He was like, oh, you have to go get brain surgery. Oh. And then we ended the show.
Okay. Oh, yeah, because they started Far Cry with the second set?
Yeah.
Okay.
So.
Gotcha.
But yeah, this is it for us. Got, you know, a little bit of between the wheel action, between rock and hard place, in between time. Da-na-na-na. Oh man, I can't wait to hear it. I'm actually really hyped. Everything in my body just wants me to hit play and be like, screw it, we're done. Cut and run. Is there anything else you want to say, Chris, for this episode?
Nah, that's about it. Can't wait until next week. It's gonna be a long week.
Hey, let's go Ravens. What's that?
Ravens. Oh, dude. Kansas City. No contest.
Yeah.
Seriously, no contest.
Yeah, it should be a pretty easy game, but can't count chicken.
Can't count it out.
Before they hatch. And with that, just a chicken, eh?
Brother.